News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Gotta love that Christopher Cross song, Sailing. As soon as you hear it, you just think about the bays and the sailboats. And we've got America's Cup here now. And I've got Jason Boatwright here. His name's got boat in it.
We should do Ride Like the Wind next time. That's a good one.
That's another good Christopher Cross.
That's a good one.
Jason Boatwright is one of my favorite people in town because he does so much for our community. And specifically, he does so much for our veterans. So it's always great to have you here, Jason, because you can help me stay updated on veterans issues, what we've got going on, and ways that we can all help.
I look forward to it.
Yeah, you do a great job.
We always have a good conversation when we come on.
Yeah, you do a great job with it. So let's talk a bit about it. So you are our expert on the expert panel in terms of veterans affairs and things that are happening in the community. So let's talk a little bit about that. What's on your plate these days? I understand you're actually starting a foundation.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, me and my wife, we started one about 3 or 4 months ago. We got some great board members that are very passionate as much as I am.
So this is new.
This is new.
And what's the name of the foundation?
It's the Boatwright Foundation.
Okay, and what is it all about? What's your mission?
One veteran, one family, one mission.
Oh, I love that. Okay.
Yeah, you know, the mission doesn't end when the uniform comes off.
That's right. That's absolutely right. And I think we could always, I will say, this is my biased opinion, I think we could do a better job of taking care of our veterans.
Yeah, we really can. And that's where I try to bridge that gap.
Mm-hmm.
I just try to be available. Availability is the biggest thing. You don't want to leave a buddy behind.
That's right.
And I just don't like the whole idea of you just can't text that guy. You know, mm-hmm. whether I'm a friend or your VSO or just an advocate, you should be able to reach out to me in a time of need.
That's right. Well, and this is the time to be thinking about these things because it is the 250th anniversary. We're celebrating our country and we're celebrating our freedom, which has been hard fought. We've had a lot of sacrifices, both with families and with our veterans, those that have served, those that are serving right now that are deployed.
I did a talk on that about a week ago. Like, mm-hmm. it's amazing how far... You know, I mean, I'm only 42. It's amazing how far I've come in 42.
Right.
Man, imagine 250 years of our country.
I know.
I mean, most people don't think we're going in the right direction, but I still think at the heart of everything that anybody that, you know, that raises their hands to support our Constitution, raises their hands to be an elected official, I think they do it for a reason. Sometimes they may get clouded by that reason, but I think the heart of the matter is that they still care and they want to help.
I think we're strong enough.
I do.
I really do. I believe in this country.
I really do. You know, it's kind of like a marriage. You have the good days and the bad days, but
it's all right. We're going to get through this. We are going to get through this. I'm absolutely a believer. But what I really believe in is, you know, my father was a veteran of World War II. My brother was a Vietnam veteran, helicopter pilot. We've talked about this a little bit before. So I have a real passion for taking care of our veterans and making sure that they're getting the care that they need. So with your foundation, how can I help? What can I do?
Really, what I've been asking people to do is there isn't one donation type way. There isn't a one way to actually help. It's like it's making that initial connection. That's what I try to do.
Mm-hmm.
Is a lot of people they don't yet have that courage to say that they need help. And I say the same thing every time. Just because you ask out does not make you a weak person.
We have that sort of stigma, don't we? Where we think if I ask for help, then I'm admitting I'm weak and I can't help myself. And that's probably true for a lot of folks that are raised in the military. My father used to say, get up off your feet and get out there and take care of you. He was kind of that way. And I understand that. But I've heard that someone say once, the hardest words to say is, I don't know, I need help.
And you know what? That's okay. You know, and I try to teach that with my children. You know, I don't know is a legit answer.
Right. It's okay.
It's okay. You know, I say it all the time. It's like, listen, I don't know, but I'll get back with you. I don't know, but I will find out.
Mm-hmm.
And I will go through every channel I have to figure out that answer, because not only is it helping them, it's helping me.
Right.
It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I don't know how to fly an airplane. That's why I stay out of the cockpit. I mean, but I just try to get to that stigma of like, you know, just... You know, if you need somebody to be with you, if you need somebody to say, will you guide with me? Will you be with me? That should just be a human being. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't just be a veteran. I mean, there's more non-veterans than veterans. And I'm with them and I guide them and I help them through it, because even though you do that initial paperwork, when you file that initial claim, that's only one step of like, 9.
Right. That's right. And you need someone that can guide you through that process. And there's no shame in that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if you've got a veteran that's listening right now that maybe could have access to some help, how did they get started if they've decided, okay, I'm willing to ask for help, now what?
Well, I mean, they can, you know, if they need to help me, you know, that we have great people out there, but if they want my help and all that, I will be there with them. They can go to my website, boatwrightfoundation.org. They can reach out on Facebook, Boatwright Foundation, or they can find me out there, Jason Boatwright. My number, my email, and that's all floating out there. You know, I mean, okay. It really is jason@boatwrightfoundation.org, or they can call and text me, 850-356-3290.
Well, talk a little bit about some of your experience, Jason, because you've been in this field for a long time.
This is my ninth year now.
Yes.
You know, for many years I was blind. I was a victim of bad information from the VA. The VA told me I didn't qualify. The VA told me that, you know, I'm sorry, we can't help you, just like everybody else. I was denied. I was denied like eight times.
Wow.
But I wouldn't take no for an answer. I just kept going and kept going until I figured out the right channels and the right avenues of like, okay, there's more than one way to do this.
Right.
You just got to figure out the right way.
And you did, and I'm sitting here looking at you.
Yeah, I would not be here if I didn't have the transplant in both of my eyes.
Amazing. That's amazing. So your experience can truly help someone who maybe feels hopeless right now.
Yeah. I've met one other person, you know, that had the same eye condition. I have only met one other person, and I met him when I was working in Congressman Gates' office, and he called to ask for help because he was getting nowhere.
Right.
And he didn't need a transplant. I got him the care early enough that he's a changed man now.
That's amazing. That's amazing. So there is still hope,
There's
plenty of help. We just got to get to the right folks to get you to it.
Yeah, being denied for a VA disability is not the end of the world. It sucks. Don't get me wrong. It does. But I try to tell people it's just, that's okay. We can do it.
Mm-hmm. There are other avenues.
There are other ways.
Okay. So the Boatwright Foundation, you now have a website up and running.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So folks can go there and get information.
Yeah. They could go in there, and if they need, they can set up an appointment if they want to talk to me, or they can send me an email. They shoot me a chat if they just want to chat before they do it. I'm always available.
Okay. So we're going to be talking a little bit about some of the things that are top of mind right now for veterans. Obviously, you've got your pulse on it. What are you hearing when you talk to folks?
The big thing right now is the sleep apnea.
Oh.
That talk has been going on for a long, long time.
We'll explain a little bit about what...
They're wanting to lower the... It's a crazy concept of... You get a CPAP machine, it quote-unquote cures sleep apnea, which I don't see how that is even logically possible, that you can just sit there and say, like, okay, I have this disease, the VA is going to give me a pill, it's going to cure it, so we don't need to pay them every month. When you say it like that, it's like saying you look nice, but what's that smell?
Oh.
You know, I don't really know how else to really put it, but the only thing I can logically think, I don't know for sure, but just my intuition, because they've been doing this for a long time, they're looking to rob Peter to pay Paul.
Uh-oh.
They're wanting to save money in one area by lowering the disability rating, think it's going to save them money in the long run by forking to pay the bill on the other end for something else.
Hmm.
And what I'm thinking is that Richard Starr Act that they're wanting to pass, they're needing money to pay it, so they're going to take it from somewhere.
Okay. On that note, we're going to take a quick break because I want to hear more about your thoughts on the Richard Starr Act. We're talking with Jason Boatwright with the Boatwright Foundation about Veterans Affairs. So if you have any questions or comments, 850-437-1620. We'll be right back on Pep Talk after the break. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Jason Boatwright is here talking about Veterans Affairs and the Boatwright Foundation. Right before the break, you had mentioned the Richard Starr Is
yeah,
that correct?
Yeah, Act? The Major Richard Starr Act.
Okay, yeah. Tell us a little bit about that, because I did not know about that.
A lot of veterans, you know, they'll get out for medical reasons, but you can't get DOD pay and VA pay at the same time.
Oh, okay.
That's the barrier. And a lot of guys that, you know, get combat injured and whatnot, they were sitting there thinking, like, how come I can't get both?
Right.
Because... I mean, I get it. I mean, they're not saying, you know, they're wanting to stay in, but the DOD is saying, no, you got to go. So with the Major Richard Starr Act, they can get full VA compensation and a military retirement pay at the same time.
Well, that makes sense.
You would think so, but, you know, when it goes through budget committee and all that, it is
true.
It's quite costly.
So this is a federal initiative?
Yeah, and I think just from my, you know, just from my intuition, as long as I've, you know, done work in Congress and advocated and all that, I get the feeling it's like people want to say yes, absolutely. And then when it boils down to, whoa, how are we going to pay for this?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like introducing a new metal.
Right.
It's like the deal is like, all right, how are we going to pay for it? We got to give it to so many million service members.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So anything that we can do to help support that?
Right now, it hasn't, you know, it hasn't, it's got a lot of movement in the House and the Senate right now.
Mm-hmm.
But so far, you know, it hasn't fully become a law. And a lot of congressmen and senators, they're backing it. But at this junction, if you look at the way that they have it written in the actual bill,
mm-hmm.
they're trying to find a way to pay for it. And I think lowering certain disability ratings is a way that they're trying to pay for it.
Okay, very interesting.
I think there are other disabilities I can look at besides sleep apnea.
Okay, very interesting. We're talking with Jason Boatwright with the Boatwright Foundation. He's one of our experts locally on Veterans Affairs. If you've got a question or comment, 850-437-1620. And Jason, we did have a text that came in. Every day I drive by and see veterans who are homeless in Pensacola. How can we do a better job of helping them? Wow, that is a
powerful one.
Mm-hmm.
When I make initial contact, and I will use a great example of this. There was a guy who was living in his car, and he was getting his infusion at that DaVita infusion mm-hmm. place mm-hmm. off of Davis Highway.
Right.
What I found out is he was only 30%. That was it.
What does that mean, 30%?
He was only 30% disabled. Through his disability, he was denied multiple other conditions.
I see.
He served for 10 years in the Navy in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And during COVID, he just had a hard time finding a job. So he lost his apartment, but he lived in his Ford Explorer.
Wow. Okay. So how can we do a better job of helping someone like that?
Really, it's every homeless person has a different situation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there is no one standard. But when I meet someone that's homeless, that's the first thing I ask him. What's your percentage?
Oh, I see. Okay.
Because if he's 100%, I mean, he's going to be breaking in almost $4,000.
Mm-hmm.
So what's that barrier? Did he file the wrong thing? Did he get denied, just didn't follow up? Or is he like some veterans, I never got called for an appointment for my CMP examination.
Oh, my goodness.
I've been dealing with that a lot.
So really?
So I got to go in and file a higher level review based on they didn't get an appointment. The rater comes back and says, yeah, he didn't get an appointment. So they find an error, give him his appointment, then he gets his rating.
Oh, my goodness.
It's small bureaucratic things in mm-hmm. the process that's mm-hmm. hindering a lot of growth with veterans.
Right. And there is a lot of veteran outreach in this community. I am aware of some of the organizations that are on the ground right now going, you know, to some of these camps, some of the tent camps and places like that.
Yeah. Melissa Johnson at Fearless Community, she does great work mm-hmm. with that. Marcus Point Baptist Church, they have a great outreach program with that.
Right.
There's a lot. Even the American Legion 78, the AMVETS in Cantonment. I can't think of the number. I think it's 240. I might be wrong. But, yeah, they do a lot of going out to these places and at least making contact.
Right. Because the tendency, too, you do have folks that have PTSD. They may have some you know, mental health issues going on as a result of their service, which is also no shame in that.
No.
And so, but that could also limit them on having the capability to ask for help. Or to do the paperwork like what you're talking about.
And when it comes to that outreach, you know, on July 25th, that's my first event without the VA, which is, I don't know if I'm a crazy man or a genius for doing. I really don't. I'm looking
forward
to it. So
what is this? Yeah, tell me all about July 25th. What is the deal?
It's at Marcus Point Baptist Church. It's mm-hmm. my first event, community event outside the VA.
Okay.
The last VA event I did, 1,300 people showed up to that.
Wow.
So I'm hoping that I can have a wider bandwidth and reach more people, but I'll have people like Melissa Johnson there.
Great. So what is it going to be? Tell us everything.
It's Marcus Point Baptist Church, July 25th. The community outreach event is from 10 till 3.
Okay.
I'll have community organizations ready to go, ready to connect with veterans, their family members, surviving spouses, dependents, to know what they qualify for, get them enrolled, get them help, get that paperwork filed. I'll be there with other organizations filing claims for people. Just one day on a Saturday when nobody's working, And they can come and just get questions, get answered, and get connected.
Okay. Give us the dates, the place, the times, everything. Because this is something that's free and available, and you could get the help you need at no cost.
It ain't going to cost anybody anything.
Okay.
I don't believe in charging for an entitlement benefit. It doesn't make sense to me.
Okay. So tell us again.
Marcus Point Baptist Church, July 25th, from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. Right there off W Street.
That's right.
Yeah. That's where it will be. So, just come one, come all.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's exciting. So you'll have other organizations there as well that can give the information people need. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a veteran. It could be a veteran's family member, a friend, someone that knows someone maybe that needs help.
That's the big connection with a lot of veterans. A lot of the elderly veterans, they ain't nothing wrong with them. Mm. They're perfectly fine.
But
I got the spouse over there yelling at me like, no, you get hit. And I'm like, okay, yes, ma'am, I'll get on it.
That reminds me of my grandfather.
Yeah. I know.
That World War II generation boy. Nothing wrong with me. Leave me alone.
Yeah. How often does that shoulder hurt? No, I'm used to it. No, dude, don't say that.
No, that's right.
Yes.
But that's why we need these events like this, so people can feel free. There's no shame. There's no embarrassment to come in and just get, instead of thinking of asking for help, think of it as asking for information.
That's the real thing with a lot of spouses is a lot of the veteran doesn't talk about his time to the spouse.
Mm-hmm.
So the spouse doesn't know. And then when I'm talking to him, like, Jason, I didn't know that. Jason, I didn't know that.
Yes.
And so I try to be like, listen, this is what we can do, because in the end, it only benefits that spouse.
Mm-hmm.
It helps them, because knock on wood, if anything were to happen to that veteran and he needs like a non-skilled care in the home, or he needs hospice or something,
mm-hmm.
we can get him to that point to where he can get that covered.
Right. So it's really important, if you can, to reach out and ask for help. And if you love somebody that just keeps saying, I'm fine, there are some options for you.
I hear it every day.
Mm-hmm. There are some options. Yeah. And it's pretty normal with no quotation marks around it, right?
Oh, it is.
Because of the culture.
You know what? Here's a great example. Once a quarter, I'll go to Deliverance Tabernacle Church.
Mm-hmm.
They're off Johnson Avenue, I think. Detroit or Johnson, I can't remember. They have a lot of people in their congregation that they didn't even know served in the military.
Oh, wow.
And I have a great example. She's a wonderful, wonderful young lady.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she got out in 1991 and she was told, hey, I couldn't qualify. She's now at 60% and a whole new person, new outlook on life,
mm-hmm.
that didn't know that she could get this.
Right. Well, that's so important. And the fact that you're here today telling us about it, hopefully someone's listening this morning that's going, well, wait a second, maybe I could qualify.
Well, that's why I try to tell people, don't ask if you're a veteran. Did you serve?
Okay.
What branch did you serve?
Mm-hmm.
That's the key factor, because I've run into a lot of people that, you know, when someone says, hey, stand up if you're a veteran, we want to salute you. There's a lot of people that don't stand up.
Really? Why is that?
Well, I mean, you have to think of it like I was all those years. I didn't stand up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I wasn't part of the club. They didn't think I was. They told me I wasn't. No, you're not a veteran. Okay. Well, then I guess that's it. And then there's some people that, you know, they served 3 or 4 years and they don't think they deserve to be called a veteran because they didn't go to combat. They weren't that guy.
I see what you're saying. I gotcha.
But I try to tell everybody, you know, the ship still moves with the lady in HR.
Mm-hmm.
The ship still moves, you know, with the ABE, you know.
That's right.
Doing the launch and recovery. It's not always the guy driving the ship or the Navy SEAL, you know, going out. Everyone had a job, and it took all of us to make it move.
Absolutely. That makes perfect sense. We just got a comment from one of our listeners that says, don't forget the St. Vincent de Paul Society. They also help.
Well, that is awesome.
So just to make sure folks, people know if they're looking for a place to help.
You know what? I might reach out to them and talk to them.
Yeah, maybe they could come out to your July 25th event.
I love meeting people and all that. I met a lot of really awesome organizations in this community that a lot of people don't know about.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Jason Boatwright on Pep Talk. Well, Jason, we ran out of time. I can't believe it. So just real quick.
This was fun. Until next time.
How can people find the Boatwright Foundation?
Just go to www.boatwrightfoundation.org, all one word.
All right, sir. Thank you so much for being here and for all you do. This is Pep Talk with Meg. Just remember today, be kind to others, be gentle with yourself, and just take the time to love now. Have a great day.